A word for you from Luke 23 verse 42. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. This is, as you would recognize, the final plea of the thief before he died. And yes, he died in absolute peace and serenity despite his suffering, because Jesus saved him. We've been looking at the marks of salvation as displayed in this criminal at the cross, who was indeed dying for his own sins. He deserved them and he recognized them. The first mark, we said, was that he broke from the crowd. He broke his relationship with his friend, who had been his friend, but now who was separated from him eternally because of the one in between. He said to him, do you not fear God, since we are under the same sentence and we suffer justly? And then after that, recognizing himself and that he deserved to die, he also looked to Jesus and said, but this man has done nothing wrong. That's the second sign of salvation, looking to Jesus, realizing that he is totally innocent and therefore can be the sin bearer of the world. No animal and no good man or woman can ever do this. No one has enough credits to his name to save you. But Jesus was totally innocent, totally pure, but he made your sins his own. Now when you recognize that he is fully able to save, you are then able to come to the third point where the criminal said, Jesus, remember me. You can ask him directly for salvation. Now this plea was a very humble plea. You could even say that it was asking for less than the first thief asked for. Remember, the first thief said, save yourself and us. Isn't that more scriptural, asking to be saved? The second thief only asked to be remembered. Well, it was a completely different attitude. The first thief had been mocking Jesus when he said this. He wasn't truly asking for salvation. The second thief, though, recognized his own guilt. He was convicted of his sin, convicted that Jesus was innocent, and so was able to ask Jesus for salvation. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You can do that too if you have recognized your sins.